Third peg in the Torah, Mishnah Hay. How many tears say the korban im eino niktsasos? There was a situation over here that he had his little, he planted his field and he has saplings growing, and he sees a hurricane is approaching, a tornado, and he's afraid it will get destroyed. So he says, if they won't get destroyed by this hurricane, then there should be a korban. He wants it to be hektish. In other words, it looks like I'm going to lose it out. If I don't lose it out, I want to make it hektish. Talzu korban minis refes. He saw the fire raging, and it was about to burn the talus. He says, if it gets saved, I want it to be hektish. Yishlem pidyon. They have pidyon because he was. If they were saved, he was makdish it like any hektish that he could be poided. Tushas domim. Only a tusha for its value. It's not something he can bring as a korban. And netiyas say the korban ad sheyikotetsu. But he said a lashon that these netiyas should be a korban till they will be chopped down, which implies that as long as they're not chopped down yet, they will always be hektish. And even if I'm pointed to them, it'll automatically be rehektished. The talus of korban actually serve. As long as this talus survives, till the point of time it will be burnt, it should be hektish. Ain pinion. They have no pinion, and there's no pinion in this tremendous chiddush because he's making a hektish with the condition that if he's pointed, it will automatically be hektish again.